The BLM land that could be opened up to leasing for oil companies includes land near Pescadero and in and around Mount Diablo State Park near Walnut Creek.
The really big concern with this plan is that it just unleashes the potential for oil and gas development through the East Bay and down through the Central Coast.
Claire Lakewood, a senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, says when new land is opened, it absolutely draws in oil companies. But Ben Blum with the BLM in Central California says that's actually not the case.
Generally, our prediction is that the oil and gas companies are interested in developing in areas that have already been developed in the past. So for us, that is primarily existing oil fields in Fresno and Monterey counties.
It is cheaper to drill in established locations. That's not a comfort to Lakewood.
People can certainly let the Bureau of Land Management know that they're opposed to this giveaway to the fossil fuel industry. We're sincerely hoping that the governor will get involved.
Blum says the governor does have 60 days to review their newly released environmental impact report, which was court-ordered because of a lawsuit. The BLM hasn't been able to lease new land for drilling since 2012. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.